Episode 27 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and the upcoming book, Great to Follow, the second book in the Walking Leader trilogy. And today, in episode 27, we're going to talk about rule number 5, get to know the good veterans. And so without delay, let's talk about rule number 5 of the Great to Follow, the second book in the Walking Leader trilogy. No matter where you work, there will always be two types of employees, the good ones and the not so good ones. And to succeed within any organization, it behooves, I love using that word, all employees to, as quickly as possible, identify the good ones, well, who the good ones are and who are not. Now, doing this will greatly contribute to your success in the organization, and on the other side of the coin, fail to properly distinguish the good from the bad, and things will certainly not go the way you expect them to go. See, whether this is your first job or your last, there will be good employees and bad employees. Having good and bad employees, it's a good thing. You need them. All organizations need them. They definitely need them. Obviously, you need the good to outnumber the bad, but you're going to have them, and they're there. See, it helps keep the organization on its toes. And however, when the bad starts to poison the entire operation, things can turn for the worse, and they can turn for the worse real quickly. Organizations tolerate the bad employees. They can only be tolerated for only so long. Every organization also has old-timers, otherwise known as the veterans of the organization. And those employees who have been with the company since, quote, who flung the chunk, end quote, are the veterans. They are the easiest to spot in the crowd, as they are usually the ones that appear to be the crankiest. Okay, maybe not all of them are cranky, but rest assured, those that appear to be cranky are the ones that have been around for a while. And if there is someone who has not been with the company for any length of time and is already cranky, well, one word of advice about those individuals, run the other way, run fast. Now, back to the veterans of the organization. Just like it behooves you to identify who the good employees are, it also behooves you, I told you I like that word, to identify who the good long-term employees are. These veterans are the ones that know the company culture inside out. They know how things really get done and have a deep and extensive network of contacts within and without the organization. These individuals are the ones that are constantly building and rebuilding the company in the sense that they have become the quote-unquote go-to people to get things done because they know how to get those things done. See, some people will go to the CEO or the branch director or a facility manager when things need to get done. However, think about who they go to when they want it done right. They go to the veterans of the organization. Any leader worth his weight will, in gold or copper or tin or aluminum foil, will seek out the advice of those veterans for at least two reasons. To find out how it was done in the past, and to find out how it was done wrong all along, or at any given time. See, those veterans will not pull any punches. Those are the ones you want to talk to. Somebody who's not going to pull punches. Think about this. They have weathered countless storms, and they are still there because they are dedicated to the vision, the mission, and the leadership of the organization. They have seen people come and go. They have become the de facto experts on who is going to make it in the company, and who will be gone long before they even get started. They might or might not have the educational background, but they have the technical and street smarts that make them priceless to the organization. You could say those are the ones that really run the show. Now, these veterans are the ones who will also make or break you when it comes to your success within the company. See, they can help you down the path of greatness, thus making your way up the corporate ladder a lot easier. And on the other hand, they can heavily influence your lack of a future with the organization. And by this I mean the old-timers have seen all kinds of people come and go. I said that. And the upper level directors and managers would be, well, they would be foolish not to go and seek the advice and wisdom of those veterans, especially when it comes to getting feedback on newbies, the up-and-comers, and the ones that are just there to collect a paycheck. Those veterans know. And those, again, if management doesn't solicit their advice, well, more power to them. Therefore, and this is where I get at, is it's wise to go ahead and seek out those veterans, show them the respect they deserve, and find a way to learn from them. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. Now, obviously, like anything you want to learn from someone else, you will have to be patient. Remember, the good veterans have seen many suck-ups and fast movers, and those that are in it for the long haul, you know, those that are in it that are not the suck-ups and the fast movers, but that are there, that are in it from the beginning to the end. Now, they'll know that. They've seen them. They've seen them come and go, and they've seen them stay. Now, they will be suspect of you and your intentions until they get to know you, so be ready for that. You know, and they're going to figure out where you are. Are you a suck-up? Are you a fast mover? Or are you just somebody who wants to, you know, advance in the company and then get out or pad their resume? They'll figure that out quickly, and they'll kind of put you in your place, and then you'll know. But the thing is you got to let them know you, get to know you. To get a feel for what you stand for, what you bring to the company, and what they see as you taking away from the organization. You know, trust them. Trust them to see that your intentions are nothing less, or not anything less than honorable. Make sure that they understand that what you're doing is above board, transparent, and above all, it's going to bring good stuff to the company. See, once they make that connection with you at any level, you're set. And really, it's kind of hard to break it. So don't do anything to, if you get in at the top and they see you and you're moving and you're doing things and you're making good things happen, don't do anything stupid to get knocked back down as, oh, well, you know, he was just a suck-up. All along, he was just a suck-up. Or she just wanted to move in here and pad her resume and get the heck out of here. Don't do that. You know, again, believe that you're not, don't rush the process. That's kind of what I'm trying to say, is don't rush the process. And don't do anything that will give any veteran, good or bad, any reason to believe that you're not authentic in what you're trying to do and what and why you're trying to do it. Again, seek them out. Let them get to know you. Be honest with them. Be truthful with them. Let them know up front. And guess what? Things will happen for the good. Or you'll find yourself sitting in the hallway eating lunch all by yourself. So again, get to know those veterans. Seek them out. Know them. Learn from them. They'll teach you. And heck, you might even teach them a thing or two. But in the long run, all you need to do is ensure that you are honest, forthright, a straight shooter, don't pull any punches, and above all, don't be a suck up. And get to know the good veterans. Listen, thanks for listening. This is episode 27 of the Walking Leader Podcast, rule number 5, get to know the good veterans. I thank you for listening. Listen, I want to hear from you. You've been hearing me talk for several weeks now. I definitely want to hear from you. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Dave at DaveGuerra.com, or drop me, for dropping me an email, or follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra. Until next time, I thank you for listening. And next time, we're going to talk about the cranky old timers. And yes, they can be cranky. So we'll talk about that next time. Take it easy. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.